I think that these 4 days in Kabul have been extremely productive and have helped me to understand better the circumstances of the country and the way the mission works. I'm in profound admiration of our colleagues in Afghanistan. They come from all over the world and they come here and work in very difficult circumstances, and they do a fantastic, fantastic job. And also to give assurances to the Afghan people that we are here, we have been here before, and we will continue to be here in order to help and assist Afghanistan.
How do you see the future of Afghanistan, for example, 5-6 years down the line?
I think that the role of the United Nations is also to motivate the international community, donors, to continue with that engagement, to remind member states that we have not attained yet all the goals that we jointly wanted to attain. So I think that the UN has a political role. They're rallying the international community in support of Afghanistan, especially now where this international financial crisis that is limiting resources at this time, where there are other hotspots around the world, that also forces the international community to pay attention to these other places. But I think that this should not be done at the expense of Afghanistan, nor at the expense of what has been already attained in Afghanistan. So I think the role of the UN at this juncture is also to remind everybody of that responsibility towards Afghanistan, because if we don't continue with that engagement and that support, we might see some setbacks. And so much has been already invested in Afghanistan that it would be really a pity to forego of what has been obtained right now. Of course, these development indexes are still the lowest in the world, so much more has to be done. But the seeds are there. It's already sprouting and flowering. So I think that we really have to push a little bit more, and we'll see good results here.
How do you see the electoral preparations and also the ongoing peace and reconciliation process, transition process? Do you have concerns?
Well, we all have concerns on political track, but everything is tied up together. But I do believe, the United Nations does believe, that the elections are going to really determine the level of engagement of the international community in Afghanistan in the future. If these elections are conducted in a proper way, in a transparent way, if these elections are credible and are accepted by everybody in Afghanistan or by the majority Afghans, that will certainly open the door and the windows of international continued engagement in Afghanistan. The international community will be motivated to be in Afghanistan. But if, for example, these elections were not to be credible, then you would see certainly from the donor community, international community, bilateral assistance, they will not be really motivated to continue assisting Afghanistan at the same levels they had before. So I do see the elections as a marker that will really determine that level of engagement.
In short, what message are you taking from here?
My first conclusion, my first recommendation would be, carry on. Let's go. Let's continue with that engagement, with that involvement. Let's motivate all the international community not to forget, not to abandon Afghanistan, especially now. The second one would be that it's not going to be easy. There are many risks, many challenges, and that we have to be ready to confront those risks and challenges.
Of course, there have been very firm commitments from the international community in Tokyo, in Chicago, but at the same time, they have expected something, some commitments from the Afghan government. Do you see that level of commitment to deliver from their side?
Yes, I do, and we have seen that. One of those, of course, is going to be credible and good elections. That will determine the level of commitment and engagement of the international community in the future. But, for example, on the security track, the way the Afghan security forces have been beefing up and building its own capacities and assuming responsibilities. And most of the fighting right now that is being done in the provinces, etc., is not done by ISAF members anymore. All this is the Afghan forces at the forefront. So you can see that they are government assuming more and more responsibilities all the time. So this compact, this agreement, these common responsibilities from the Afghan government and the international community, I think they're producing results. And of course, nothing is perfect. There's always room for improvement. But the good thing is that there is this permanent dialogue, permanent contact in a very frank and open way, which is really, really fantastic.